This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back. We are 20 minutes out of another darting in the books. This one, Joey, epic. Just epic. I mean, the booking has been phenomenal. Just real quick, we're at the fire station at 35 North Main. We've had a bunch of people come by and say hello, and it's been a really fun morning. We do have Player of the Game tickets to give away. We'll take call number 4 at 860-522-9842. It's 860-522-9842. You know how it is? Seventh inning, Janine Lee, Player of the Game, if you're the right caller and you know the right player, you win two free tickets to an upcoming game in Boston. 860-522-9842. You know, one thing we also, we talked with the economic development folks about, you know, how this was the old Route 8, and, you know, since Route 8 is no longer here, that's had a transformation, a lot of businesses left, and now we're sort of hopefully a renaissance is coming. And so we'd like to spotlight a local business here and there. We had Molly DeLong from Molly's Bakery earlier, David DeGiorgi, from DeGiorgi Roofing. Did I say that right?
DeGiorgi Roofing.
Because there's a couple of I's there. I want to make sure I don't, you know, disrespect an I in there. Because it's DeGiorgi.
Correct? Yes.
How long, and how long you've been in the, are you based in Beacon Falls?
Yeah.
We're right over the border? Or?
No, we're right in Beacon Falls. We've been here since 2005 in Beacon Falls. The company originated in Ansonia in 1933.
Was that your grandfather?
Yeah, my grandfather, Joseph, yes.
Yeah. Is it a classic immigrant story? Like, or was he already here for a while?
Yep. No, he was here. His parents were born in Italy, but he was born here and worked in a factory like most people back then, and just one day decided to start a business. Unfortunately, he decided to start it right at the beginning of the Great Depression, but he managed to get through.
What is it like being in a family business that spans almost 100 years? I mean, is it something you ever think about and reflect on? How it's kind of amazing when you really think about it.
Yeah. When I first got involved, I probably didn't give that much thought. It probably didn't weigh on me or sink in, but as the years gone by and seeing businesses come in and go out constantly and stuff like that, yeah, I've grown to appreciate that a great bit.
Now, and not to get too personal, do you have kids?
Yes.
Is the business going to continue or no?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're in the fourth generation now. I'm the third, so.
So your yes. Son or sons or daughter or
son,
daughters?
Son, daughter, and son-in-laws.
Everybody's in it.
Yes.
Nice. And how big is the business? Like, I'm not asking P&L, but, like, I mean, how many crews do you have? How many people do you service?
Well, we cover the whole state of Connecticut.
You'll even go to Fairfield County?
Yes.
If the price is right, I guess, right?
And we have about 130 direct employees and many, many crews. Yes. It's grown to be quite an operation.
And how is it, like, how have you... What was the business like when you took it over? Have you been the architect of the expansion, or was it already that big when you took it over?
It was much different back then. I I came in 1987, and my dad and I have been responsible to grow the business over the years to what it has become today.
I'm curious if you, we're talking with David DeGiorgi from DeGiorgi Roofing here on Bryan and Company. A bunch of different questions, material questions. I mean, we obviously saw the supply chain spike and all that stuff in during the pandemic, and we also know a lot of people, because of housing, they're remodeling, and so that's been great for you too. But has the cost of your materials, has it eased, or is it? It never seems to go down, but does it? I don't know. Like, what's your input cost like these days?
Yeah, you're right. The pandemic was a big spike in the material cost. And once they go up, even though that the pandemic went away, the prices didn't come down.
They did not.
No. If anything, they steadily rose since then. And it is a problem. It's a concern of ours. And we like to talk to it as breaking the trend. Everyone talks about prices going up, inflation, increased costs, and we're trying to find ways to hold our costs to the consumer by being more productive, more efficient, and just thinking outside the box if we can.
Now, I'm also curious, and you answer to your discretion. You know, I've seen neighbors, and they've had crews come in and do a roof, and, like, it's unbelievable how quickly your crews can work. Not you, just in general, like roofing and so on and so forth. But there is it seems like in a lot of pockets, a real dependence on an immigrant workforce. And is that true? And how does, like, the current conditions of what's going on in our world, does it impact your employment situation?
Well, we've been fortunate to have always have good people working, good crews working. Most of them have been with us for 15, 20 plus years. So we don't get an influx of people on a daily basis or just to get a job done. It's the same people that have been working here for years. A lot of them are Polish immigrant, Russian immigrant, a lot of Ukrainian people now also. So yes, we do get our share of people that come over to United States and work. But it's been the same people for the most part.
We got to run in a second. David DeGiorgi from DeGiorgi Roofing. Technology, does it impact your business? It seems like it's the sort of the same. You know what I mean? Like, you come in, you want to make sure the water doesn't get in and it lasts 20 years. Right? I mean, like, what's different?
Well, the technology has improved. Years ago, they would warranty shingles for 20 years. Now they have lifetime warranted shingles. So the technology has improved over the years. Using fiberglass, they used to be just all asphalt based. Now they're fiberglass based with asphalt coatings, and those are the roofing shingles. So the window technology has improved drastically over the years. It used to be vinyl. Now we install a window made out of fiberglass. So it's much stronger and more durable.
Keep the air out. That's what you need to do, right? Listen, David, it's great to meet you. Congratulations on a great family-run business for almost 100 years. And again, it's DeGiorgi Roofing, based right out of here at Beacon Falls.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.